The first drink of the day! 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 Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Football Pubcast on tour on the Alpine Trail in central London in Soho. We are in the Duke of Argyll, and joining me is our Dutch correspondent, Bastian Haghuis, who's going to give us our class of the season results. Over to you, Baz.
Fantastic. Here we go. Get ready. Kenny Dalglish, 15%. Graham Alexander, congratulations, 22.5%. Jeff Stelling, excellent results, 26.25%. And the overall winner, Mario Balotelli, 36.25%.
I'd like Bass to come to every podcast we ever do. But he's not, to our listeners, he's not put our voice on. That is his actual voice.
That is his actual voice. Can you just tell us something about football, Baz?
I love FC Twente.
There you go.
That's all you need to know. Football podcast, class of the season. Congratulations, Mario Balotelli.
You forgot that, then, didn't you?
All right, it's Headley from the Football Podcast. We are doing the arse of the season. Now, Michael Coxon was supposed to do this, but we've received fuck all from him. So our good colleague Dan Silva is holding the results in his hand, and he's going to reveal in reverse order the results for the Football Podcast arse of the season. Dan.
Good evening. In fourth place, we have Wayne Rooney and Carlos Tevez for their contract demands at 14.1%. In third place, we have El Hadj Diouf for genuinely being El Hadj Diouf. I think that's absolutely fair there. At 23.808%, sorry. In second place, we have the FA, the Football Association, for the QPR situation. 26.92%. But in a stunning first place, we have the undoubtedly fantastic Richard Keys and Andy Gray at 35.9% for the magnificent Sean Massey encounter. Who could possibly forget that?
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Dan. So, arse of the season. We've got class of the season. That's Mario Balotelli. Joining him are Richard Keys and Andy Gray for Lino Gate, the Sean Massey, plus Andy Gray's tuck it in love little remark that got him sacked. 35.9%. Arse of the season, Keys and Gray. The Ray Wilkins Stay On Your Feet Award, in reverse order with percentages, Andy Harrow from Royal One Football has come down from Milton Keynes of all places.
That's a great shout, I didn't know that.
He came down from Milton Keynes for this. He's the only person who's actually bothered to put some effort in. And he's here with the Ray Wilkins Stay On Your Feet Award, Andy.
Okay, so fourth place, it's Scott Sinclair of Swansea with 2.65%.
Scott Sinclair's in fourth place for Stanley Peter Walsh.
Stuart Hall was to blame for the nomination.
Surely Barcelona are top.
Hang on.
We'll get there.
In third.
Fernando Torres in third.
Torres.
6.58%.
That's a low percentage.
Second. Second place, it's Nani of Manchester United, obviously, with 23.68%. And the Ray Wilkins Stay Your Feet Award, the champions are FC Barcelona with 67.11%.
It's actually not. Ashley Young's not on that list.
He's a designated diver, isn't he? And Nani on the same flipping team.
That's 9 men and 2 divers.
That's mental. Well, there you go. FC Barcelona, the Ray Wilkins Stay On Your Feet Award winners in 2010-2011. Alright, this is Simon and Jim from the Football Podcast. We're in the Glass House Stores, Jim, is that right?
I believe so, I've been told.
We have no idea this, be honest.
The barmaid on the QT has got paw prints on her right arm, which is a good sign.
Okay.
We're on Pub 5 and Award 4, I believe.
Yes, we are trying to catch up. Joining us is our resident Welsh expert, Mr. Stephen Gregg. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
And he's got the results of the latest award, which I do believe. Well, Steve, over to you.
It's the He Said What Award for Quote of the Season, Greg, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Go on, Steve.
In fourth place, we've got Dan Walker with We'd love to hear from you on the late cock-off.
Late cock-off.
10.7 of votes. In third place, Harry Redknapp. Gareth Bale literally has three lungs.
What a video.
20% of the vote.
He would take the England job if it was up.
That sounds like something Jamie would say.
I'm just putting that in there for Coxon.
In second place, ex-Cardiff City manager Dave Jones with Tarratid. Absolutely nothing for score two goals. Absolutely nothing. 22.67%
of the
vote.
That was a game where Tarratid won the game, wasn't it?
Well, he drew the game, but effectively. Absolutely nothing, though, apart from those two goals. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
And in first place, Keith Hill with, you can compare us at the moment to a bit of soft porn. There is an awful lot of foreplay, but not a lot going on in the box. With 46.67% of the vote.
Do you know what? Keith Hill's won it. I bet Ian Holloway is thinking, oh, I've spent all that time prepping up what I was going to say. He got a little bit boring.
He must be gutted.
You said to me he got a bit boring this season, didn't he, Holloway?
He didn't come out with anything like that, did he?
Yeah, but he probably sits at home and tries to think of stuff like that. That's the thing with him.
Keith Hill has also cultivated in the last year and a half the most magnificent beard you've ever seen. He's not someone that had deadliest catch. He's brilliant.
Keith Hill.
And he's now got to Barnsley, so...
Let's raise a glass in the glass house.
Toast, Keith Hill. Congratulations.
He's at Barnsley.
He's at Barnsley now. Bad news to Rochdale.
Sort of sacked Mark Robbins.
That was a strange one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll be delighted that, as well as taking a job with a big club like Barnsley, that he's now the award winner of the Football Podcast. He Said What Award for the Quote of the Season.
Well done.
Indeed.
Okay, Football Podcast, we are on award number. We've caught up. We're on the fifth award and we're in the fifth pub. We've done very well, Simon, haven't we?
We've done well, yeah.
We're doing all right. This is the fifth award. It's the Del Trot Award for Worst Signing of the Season. You can see what we've done there. Del Trot, bit of a wide boy. So, basically, just shit signing of the season. We've got with us the voice of View from N5, Stephen Cumber. Stephen, can you take us down to top four? In number four for the Del Trot Award for Worst Signing of last season, is...
Okay, so at number four we've got Edin Dzeko, who went to Man City and
scored about two goals in the FA Cup,
looked terrible,
one of them against Notts County.
He got 9.46% of the vote.
I didn't know his first name was Edin, I've got to be honest.
And he looked brilliant in Germany. He's come to the UK, not got a chance, was pretty terrible, spent a lot of money on him.
To summarise, fourth place Edin Dzeko, Man City, 9.46%. Third place. Go on, Steve.
Third place, he made a big money move. He went from Fulham to Liverpool. Paul Konchesky, Liverpool. He got 17.5% of the vote.
Thank you to Paul Konchesky's mum in this.
How much did they pay for him as well?
Not a lot. I think it might have been free. But Paul Konchesky's mum basically alienated the whole Konchesky family from all of Liverpool by basically saying that the Scousers were... I don't even know what she said.
They shipped him out on loan to Forest halfway through the season, didn't they?
And he couldn't get into Forest. Even Forest didn't like him. No.
So, alright, second place.
Second place is the most murkiest transfer of the world. We've got our man Bebe, who came from Portugal for an undisclosed sum, went to Man United. He got 33% of the vote.
7.6 million quid a year before he played in the Homeless World Cup.
It's an absolute joke, isn't it? If Bebe was in this dirty bar we're in now, tonight, serving us, I wouldn't be surprised.
And he wouldn't be the best footballer in the pub either.
No, I wouldn't recognise him either. Yeah, you're right. Okay, and drum roll, please.
Number one, You spend a lot of money to get a lot of goals. Our man in number one in the worst sign of the season is Fernando Torres to Chelsea. He got 39% of the result.
He's going to be brilliant next year.
Fernando Torres, winner of the Del Trotter Award for worst sign of the podcast season.
But as soon as he gets a team built around him, it'll be fine.
He will.
Shevchenko and Imar Fromm, they're going to be brilliant.
All right, Fernando Torres, worst signing of the season. We're going to look at the Football Podcast Player of the Season. This is a bit of a landmark award, I think, because we watch football at all different levels, and I think the results will probably reflect that a little bit. We have a top four, and over to my fellow podcaster, James Staples Esquire. James.
Okay, in any other awards, this would be the top award, but in a minute, we've got the anti-player of the season, which is what we're about, because we're horrible people. But we'll start with the player of the season, number four. And at the start of the season, no one would have put this person in the top four. I wouldn't have thought. Xavi Hernandez, Man United, 20%.
Chicharito.
Yeah, I don't like all that. Yeah, it's very hard to disagree. But he did score quite a few goals.
He's a good player.
But to be fair, right, Hernandez is on there for Man United. Berbatov scored about double what he scored. He's not even got a look in.
Nope.
Not even got a look in. Anyway, fourth place, Hernandez, 20% of the vote. Third place, Scott Parker. He's got a comb over, so he's a winner for me for a start.
Perry comb over.
Scott Parker, living in the 1920s, and he got 21.43% of the vote. He is from the 1920s as well. He's a throwback. He's got a comb over, but he is a throwback. Second place, and this is what Cyber's saying, we watch football at all levels. Stuart Hoare is a QPR fan, and could he vote 10 times, or was there a cap on it?
No, it was a cap, yeah.
So Stuart got most of his family to vote for this. You might have gathered. Second place, Abel Tarak, QPR, 27.14% of the vote.
We didn't accept postal votes, so...
No, exactly. Nah, they flew a cuckoo over or some shit like that. Whatever. He's second.
And a winner.
But to be fair, Abel Tarak,
he had a good year.
It's going to be very interesting to see what impact he makes. If I was a QBR fan, I wouldn't want him playing for my club. Every opportunity, he lowers his pants and just says, yeah, someone signed me. Oh, like he did it like last week. Anyway, worst signing of the season. Oh, no, sorry, I've gone back to worst signing. Football Podcast, player of the season, number one, Lionel Messi, Barcelona, 31.43% of the vote.
It's hard to argue that. He's been brilliant, hasn't he?
He's not bad, is he?
He's just a shit Nelson Beaver. That's all I'm saying. He's a shit Nelson Beaver.
I thought this was an English thing.
Stelios, it's not an English thing.
Stelios, it's not an English thing.
Local lads. Stelios Tarikas, who would you have had as your player of the season?
Sami Nasri.
Not an English thing, Sami Nasri. What else?
Can I answer myself? Please let me answer myself.
Okay, let's go around. Who would have been your club player of the season? That's a fair point. We get you in as well.
Jack Wilshere. Dumb. Jack Wilshere, the only player who showed full commitment the whole of the season, absolutely played his socks off the whole of the season.
We're talking for our own club.
For your own club.
Arsenal.
We got a Chelsea Wilshere fan. Nick Coombe, a Chelsea fan.
From my own club, it would have been Drogba.
Did it? Really?
Controversial.
Really? Steve Craig. Cardiff player of the season.
Who would choose your player of the season?
Kevin McNaughton, slightly over Craig Bellamy. Kevin McNaughton, just for sissy
Francis. I'm going to agree with Cumber, and I'm going to say Jack Wilshere. But I'm very interested to see what the Sheffield Wednesday fan has to say.
And Sheffield Wednesday fan, your player of the season?
Chris Waddle.
Gerald Cibon was so close.
I know. Andy Harrow.
For all the people who won't know who he is,
for the literally dozens of Raith Rovers fans.
Yeah. John Baird is our player of the season, but now he wants away, so everyone hates him. But
right.
Last season, he was our player.
What position?
Forward. He scored about six goals, but in the first division, that's actually not a bad total.
Alright, as a Gillingham fan, I'm Matt Lawrence. Matt Lawrence has been a rock all season. Without him, I think we'd have finished in the bottom half, because I think our defence is dodgy, as you like. Matt Lawrence has held it together. Jim, you're also a Gillingham fan. Who would you go for?
I'd say Cody McDonald, because he scored about 30 goals, and apart from that, we were absolute shit. Yeah. We've got some fans here. Dan Silva fan is a Spurs fan, I believe.
Dan Silva, as a Spurs fan, who would you name as your particular club's player of the season and why?
Klinsmann. It's got to be Klinsmann.
Ardiles.
Espen Barton had a good season.
Espen Barton.
He's now a banker, isn't he?
Absolutely. Luka Modric, without a shadow of a doubt.
doubt.
And he's going to Chelsea. How do you feel about that?
Going. He's not going. Gareth Bale, magnificent player. And they, Luka Modric, probably one of the best players in the world, I'd say Luka Modric, could fit into any team on this planet. And if we manage to keep hold of him this season, I think big things for next year, but we'll see.
Top stuff. All right, okay, that's the football podcast player of the year. Baz, what do you know about FC 20? Who's their player of the season?
I have no idea.
Right,
obviously Janssen's our player of the season.
There we go. John, who do you support?
Leeds.
Who's Leeds? If you were naming him, who's Leeds player of the season and why?
I'd probably say.
If you say Snodgrass, I'd be Scottish clean sweep. Not Snodgrass, John Bailey.
I'd say Maxi Gradle.
Yeah?
Yeah, weighed in with a lot of goals.
Not Johnny Howson,
no.
Not Bradley Johnson.
Bradley Johnson, no. He's gone, isn't he? So, yeah, he didn't want to accept a contract or anything like that. So,
Maxi Gradle,
yeah. Goals.
Excellent. That's Rusty. Rusty, who do you support?
Queen's Park Rangers.
Who would you say QPR actual player of the year was this season? Is it Tarat?
Oh, easily.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was he that good?
By a mile. A cut above in the Championship.
Is he going to hang on and stay with QPR?
We hope so. It'll be a decent player. It'll make the difference, but we need to support him. We need to get other signings in. And he can't do it on his own. So... you know, let's get the checkbook out, Bernie.
And just on a side note, QPR got promoted to the Premier League. Where are they going to finish in the Premier League next season?
I will happily take fourth off the bottom. Happily.
But where are they going to finish?
I think we'll finish about between 15 and 18.
All right, Tom, man. QPR 15th and 18th, you've heard it here. We will track them because Stuart, who does our show, is a big QPR fan. So no doubt we'll hear that during the season. Yeah. That's our players of the season. We'll come back with our anti-players of the season, the players who we'd rather weren't playing for our clubs, in a couple of minutes' time. All right, welcome to the Football Podcast. It's Simon in a pub whose name we aren't quite sure about. Are we still in the Glasshouse stores? All right, okay. It's time for our final award of the night because we're a bit worried if we go to the next pub we might forget when the shots come in. It's time for the anti-player of the season. We have a top four. We're going to canvass a little bit of opinion from the people who are here. Rusty. Russell, you are a QPR supporter.
I am indeed.
Which is good because Stuart Hoare is on the show, he's a QPR fan. He's not here. Can you tell us who QPR's anti-player of the season is? That's the player who you'd be better off if they weren't there. Who would you go for and why?
Well, does it have to be one of our players?
Yes.
Oh, well.
That's the point of view.
None of them. We've just been promoted.
Oh, come on.
From the league.
You must have had a donkey not in there somewhere.
Not one of them. No, all of them. Not one of them. We've won the league. Not a single player would I drop.
Not one. There's not one player where you look at and go, he's going to get rinsed in the Premier League.
Although, yeah, but that wasn't the question.
Who's the worst player at QPR? As soon as you won't answer the original question.
It's a very difficult question to answer. There's a lot of players that I don't think will make it in the Premier League. Haider Helgeson being number one. I think we need another striker instantly. We need another 19, 20 goal a season player. But no, I wouldn't. They've all earned their shot. They've all earned their chance.
Is there not a player that, when their name's read out, the Loftus Road crowd go, no?
You should probably ask somebody who's a more fervent QPR fan, to be honest.
You are the only one here. That's why.
There is only one.
All the boys have done a great job. I wouldn't get rid of any of them.
Well, there you go then. That's Russ.
If you disagree, please email Simon Head.
Banter Football Podcast and tell me that Russ doesn't know what he's talking about. Are you going to be at Loftus Road next season?
No. Far too expensive tickets. Bernie, you bastard.
Excellent. Okay, Leeds United. John, who's your worst player, your anti-player of the year? The one you'd be better off if they weren't playing. Who would you go for?
There's only one answer to that with Leeds United, and that's Richard Naylor.
Okay.
Yeah. I see by your face a little bit surprised.
impressed.
No, no, no. I'm impressed that you've come out with a name after Russell. So.
Yeah, like, at Leeds, obviously, we're not shy to hide behind names or anything like that. We're open-minded. Literally, I've never seen him play so bad. Game against Hull last year. Literally, ball comes over the top. Richard Naylor hoops it. No, he misses it. Makes for a goal, so. Yeah, literally terrible player.
Is that a general view held around Leeds? He's just not quite up to it.
Obviously, I'm speaking on behalf of myself, but
yeah, that's all right.
As a Leeds fan and knowing Leeds fans, then yeah, I believe it is a general perception that he's not good enough for the Premiership. He needs to. I think he has been released now, so I guess that's kind of a so sign.
Top man, someone nudged Dan. Dan Silver. Dan, it's anti player of the year time. Now this is the worst player in your team, the one player who your team would be better off if they weren't playing and you were down to 10 men. Who's the worst? Who's your anti-player of the year for Spurs?
Vedran Čorluka. I swear to God, that boy has got two wooden legs. I've never seen somebody move so... Don't get me started. I can rant for about half hour.
Is he still talking about Luka Modric?
About Vedran Čorluka. We have got Uniskabul, absolutely solid right back. Unit, solid right back. We've got Kyle Walker, who we've got at Villa. Why the hell we've loaned him out? I'm not a clue. We've got Mr. Two Wooden Legs Vedran Čorluka. Couldn't hit a cow's arse with a banjo. Playing at right back. Not like Alan Hutton. Don't rate him, but he's better than Čorluka. Why are you playing for two seasons? No idea. So that is my mug of the season.
Anti-player of the season, yeah?
Oh, my God. I couldn't pick anyone else. The rest of them, top class. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll diverse. Roman Pavlichenko.
This looks like he does all right to me.
No, well like Russ, right. Russ, this is the thing, right? This kid will have 10 games of playing like an absolute muppet, and then out of nowhere, he will score two absolute belters. Why the boy can't do it week in, week out, I do not know.
It's because your manager doesn't fancy it.
No, I'd love that to be the case, but when he does give him the chance...
Jabber, my old man's a mushroom.
He'll do nothing. He'll do nothing for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And then he'll pull out two absolute screamers. The most inconsistent player.
Are you going for Čorluka over Pavlichenko as your anti-player of the year?
I'm going for Čorluka.
Because there was a lot of bile coming out with the whole Pavlichenko thing.
No, there is. There's a lot of Pavlichenko. But at least Pavlichenko has actually done some good every now and then. Čorluka, waste of space.
All right, okay. We're going to find out a few more anti-players in the year. Thank you very much. Mr. Greg, can I interrupt you? Sorry, mate. Cardiff City's anti-player of the year. The one player who was in your team who you'd be better off playing with 10 men. Who's the biggest donkey in your team?
Lee Naylor.
What?
You'd have to seem to believe him, really. We played. What's quite a good sign is that our new manager, Mark Mackay, I think we'll get rid of him. Reason being that the two times we played Watford, I was at both games, and Naylor in each game got taken off after about half an hour because Mark Mackay had targeted him as a weak link.
He's a left back, isn't he?
He's a left back, and he targeted him as a weak link, and he got annihilated in the first 30 minutes of both games and got taken off very early. So
Naylor, no doubt about it. To play the year.
Definitely.
Alright, for all the hundreds of Raith Rovers fans, who's Andy Harrow's anti-player of the year?
I don't know, I feel it's kind of bad to say because I've interviewed him, but Stephen Simmons offered ultimately nothing this season at all. All our centre midfielders are holding midfielders that don't do anything past the halfway line, and he's got the Queen of the South now, so I'm probably okay to say, but He could be a good player, but he's just far too lazy. Like,
he could, but he isn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, and on behalf of the Hearts contingent,
and the Hearts,
feel free to rinse whoever you like here, Andy. Oh. Who would you say, as an outsider, was Hearts' anti-player of the season?
Hearts' anti-player this season. So now it's quite hard to say. They finished third, so they actually did all right. But I don't know. Maybe that it worked hard to go past Craig Thompson, the left back, who is, he's on the sex offenders register. There's not many other players from the SPL. As bad as they're not on the SPL. They're not on the sex offenders register. So yeah, definitely Craig Thompson is that man.
All right, okay. The list I have here is kind of small compared to what we've just had.
Right.
Based on the vote, the Football Podcast anti-player of the season, in fourth place from Liverpool was 17.57%. In fact, he's in joint third place, exactly the same number of votes. Paul Konchesky of Liverpool, thanks largely to his mum, I think.
He's completely average, but
he's bang average. His mum did not help there. Went to Forest and did Napoli. Joint third place with Konchesky, Manuel Almunia, also on 17.57%. If only Arsenal had a goalkeeper, they'd be half decent, wouldn't they?
They would be. Yeah.
You know,
they're like Hibernian. Obviously, most of your fans will not get this reference, but like Hibernian in Scotland, Arsenal can't get a decent goalkeeper. It's physically impossible to get a solid goalkeeper.
Brad Friedel was in the offing. He would have been fantastic. When he's solid goalie, second place, slightly harsh because he's crap, and B, he doesn't get many games. Gabriel Obertan of Man United, 21.62%. He's just no good. He doesn't play often enough to warrant that. But he's on the list, and the winner. And we've had a little chat around the pub about this, and a lot of people raised their eyebrows. I think this is totally deserved. Benny McCarthy, West Ham United, all 60 grand a week of him or whatever he's on. 43.24%. A lot of West Ham people voted for this, including the editor of Mirror Football, I believe, who, when I asked him who is West Ham's anti-player of the season, gave me a list of eight players.
You could have chosen.
Benny McCarthy, he says, was a cut above or a cut below.
Well, it's basically, he's never been fit, is he? The whole entire time.
He was a good player of Blackburn Rovers,
at one point he was here, but he's just kind of flabby and useless now, isn't he?
Flabby and useless, that's pretty much West Ham. They're now done in the Championship. They're going to have to get rid of a lot of players. Benny McCarthy, anti-player of the year. That's pretty much our awards done. We've somehow survived some sort of pub crawl around Soho. I believe we might have one or two pubs left. We're recording. We've got one or two left. We're recording this just gone 10 o'clock on a Friday night. After this show's finished, we'll pretty much be done for the year. We'll come back for the start of the new season. If anybody wants to get involved with the show, then you can do so. Send us an email at banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. Join us on Facebook, facebook.com/thefootballpodcast, and we're all over Twitter like a rash @footballpodcast. Join us on there, get involved. But yeah, no, whatever you want to hear on the show next season, send us an email, let us know, and we'll try and organise ourselves into something slightly less shambolic for season 2011-2012. That was the Football Podcast for season 2010-2011. My name's Simon here. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll speak to you in pre-season.